from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and a video game commentary. But first, high school students at Nazareth College and Career Prep with a documentary about getting a pet and the differences between animal shelters and breeders.
I'm Dom.
And I'm Cyan, and in the next few minutes we are going to talk about the differences between animal shelters and breeders.
We hope to break through misconceptions of each side and provide useful insight to future pet owners. We spoke to a few different people around Pittsburgh to get their personal opinions around our topic. Two teachers at our school had very different opinions. First, we spoke to Miss Sanders, a local cat owner.
I have a cat. When we first started to, we wanted to get a cat, I think we definitely looked at the shelters first. There's definitely older cats there, but there are some younger cats, like kittens, and I kind of wanted a younger cat so that we could, have him around for a longer period of time. So we were fortunate enough to find one. But I do know that at shelters, you're less likely to find kittens. So I guess that would be the only, advantage of not going through a shelter.
Ms. Sanders also wanted to give perspective to the other side.
The advantages of going through shelter is that you feel good about taking a cat out of that situation that could end up staying there for a long period of time. You're giving a home to a cat that was displaced, so it feels good and you're helping your community.
We spoke to Coach Sattler, who bought his pet from a breeder, and finally Catherine Dorsey, a mall employee who got her cats through a friend who couldn't care for them.
I considered rescuing a pet, but I've always been a pet owner. So to me, the idea of rescuing a pet is a little scary because I don't want to go and get a dog that's out of control and I have no idea about his history and he's just out of control. So.
Well, I think if you're going to spend money on a purebred, those who do it for reasons are okay. But if you're blowing money just to say you have a cat, I think it's best to go to a shelter and save an animal that might not have a chance.
We also wanted to speak to a professional breeder, Anya, in order to possibly clear up some misconceptions about breeding.
I've been showing dogs almost all my life. I started when I was about 9 years old and just got into the sport and really enjoyed it. And I became interested in German Shepherds, and it just kind of went from there. My biggest opinion and strongest opinion is that you should have a choice. If you look at the statistics for breeders, it's only less than 20% of pet owners purchase their pets from breeders.
Anya also spoke about her personal reasons as to why dog breeding is important.
If you look into what the philosophy is behind dog breeding, there are actually rare breeds of dogs that are going extinct anymore, and people are losing interest in the history of these breeds. And I think it's important to preserve them just because they're part of our human history as well, you know? I'm just looking at the statistics on the Humane Society's website, and it says that 84.4% of people actually buy pets from shelters.
Anya gave her perspective on why people get more animals from shelters.
There are a lot of people that feel that, breeders are greedy or just in it for the money or, kind of living off of their dogs instead of for them, as we say.
I'm Dom.
And I'm Cyan.
And we hope that we gave some perspective on the difference between shelters and breeders so that you can be more informed when buying your next pet.
Now, Sloane Simon, a 13-year-old student at Shadyside Academy, with an original song entitled Saved.
A guitar on the beach, drowned out by the the crashing of the waves. You're not my knight shining armor, and I'm not looking to be saved. I just wanted to be near you, fingertips and twines. Just wanted you beside me to share the passage of time. A mermaid with a mandolin, making wishes in the wind again. I thought if I dreamt of you, you would dream of me too. Are on the beach, drowned out by the crashing of the waves. You're not my knight in shining armor, and I'm not looking to be saved. You've gone dark, nowhere to be found. I was soaring in the clouds, now I'm crashing to the ground. I've come to realize you don't give me thoughts. I'm just the girl with the windblown hair, singing to the salty air. I'm the girl with the ocean eyes, summoning the darkened sky. To be saved. Whoa, whoa. I'm not looking to be saved. Whoa, whoa. Our goods are on the beach, drowned out by the crashing of the waves. You're not my knight in shining armor, and I'm not looking to be.
On our last segment, Ahmed, a 7th grader at Pittsburgh Schiller, shares his views on the video game Fortnite.
My name is Ahmed Jolly. I'm in 7th grade. I go to Schiller Middle School. Today I'm going to talk about Fortnite. Fortnite is the most played game. People will play it worldwide. It's the most played game. Fortnite is interesting to players because first, it's a free game and you could play it on any device. You also can buy V-Bucks. You could buy like axes and skins and stuff like that. You could also buy something called Season Pass. You had to like unlock it first with something called Terras. You had to like play the game so you could earn stars, so you could get stuff. You might be wondering why people are so obsessed with the game. You can play Fortnite on Xbox, PS4, PC, and I think Mac. It's also mobile, so you could play it on your phone. The goal in Fortnite is that you have to play a game with 100 players, and you have to be the last one to die so you could get a victory. But there's also modes. Solo is like if you want to play by yourself. Duo is like whenever you want to like play with somebody else. And the squad is like you could play with 3 or more people. Like, and there's 50v50, which is there's only like 50 people in each team. So it's like split it in 2 teams. Finally, you can access the game by going to www.epicgames.com. That's the main source. You could play Fortnite, and you also could play other games, but Fortnite is the most played game, so... That's my game review. This is Ahmed. You're listening to Youth Express. Catch the future.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.